Your Excellency, honorable guests, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, veterans, thank you very much and congratulations to you. I would like to ask one of the veterans of Arctic convoys to say a few words. And who is the brave one? Okay. Go on. Ken?
First of all, I would like to thank all these good people from Russia that have presented us with these medals today. We do appreciate it greatly, and I'm sure all my veterans are greatly obliged for what's happened today. They won't forget this usually, and we hope that they will be able to come along next year probably. But to everyone that's come today, it's a typical example of the way in which these lads performed during the war years. A lot of people today don't know, but it's really a marvellous event, and I'm greatly pleased that the event that takes place this morning has doubled the number and tripled the number since it was first started. When the memorial was first put up, there were about 50 people. And this morning, we've topside of 100 people there, which is marvellous. So we do thank you, gentlemen, indeed, for organising this. And we thank you very much from the Russian convoy of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I would like to now ask Igor Serov of the Joint Industrial Corporation. This is the corporation which is leading the project for restoration of masts, to say a few words. And then Andrei Fomichev to follow. Thank you.
Уважаемые генералы, уважаемый господин посол, дорогие друзья, dear veterans, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to wish you a very happy victory day on this 65th anniversary of this great event. This event has a very special place in history of both our countries. And probably because of that, until today, every school boy, school girl in Russia knows of Arctic convoys and knows of all the sacrifice and danger and hardship that you had to endure to get those convoys to Russia and back. For United Industrial Corporation that I represent today, it's a great honor to be able to take part into restoration of such a legend as Belfast. And I'm happy to report that the new masts were finished on the 7th of May, and they shortly will be on the way to London, and we hope to finish the reconstruction by the end of the summer. I would also like to relay personal greetings from the shareholder of the company, Senator Sergei Pugachev. And we thought, since the masts are not here today, just yet, and to use this great occasion and to present another gift to Belfast. It's a marine chronometer that was built by our watchmakers, Polyot, and put in a setting that was specifically designed and crafted by David Lindley, another part of our company. And let me just grab that. And thank you very much. Both of us on the stage? Note, once again, I would like to wish you all a very happy holidays, and to all of those veterans that are here, I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, my congratulations on behalf of my heart and behalf of my soul. Congratulations with the date of Ukraine. It's the greatest celebration for us, for our family in Russia, and I'm sure that I'm celebrating too. And 2 days ago, I have prepared a small present for this beautiful ship. It's the ship, it seems that the best confirmation of cooperation between Soviet Union and Great Britain during Great Patriotic War or Second World War. And for the time being, both masts are ready, and 2 days ago we have had nearly the same celebration in St. Petersburg at our yacht. Now and again for the honor of the celebration, I have prepared small presents for you too. this is the sign of our yacht and our cooperation. And for budgets for local and members of board of direction of your museum, maybe. the same as you have. И для наших ветеранов хотел сказать спасибо. Спасибо за то, что вы есть, потому что без этого дня, без Дня Победы, но не было бы ничего. И сегодняшнее событие тоже. Поэтому спасибо.
Thank you very much. I would like to actually make a statement or make a point of saying that we have with us three veterans from Archangel arrived here and participating especially for this event. So you can meet them later on. So, hello to you. Now, thank you. I would like to now ask Peter Hambro and then Oleg Pankratov to say a few words. Now, Peter Hambro represents company Petropavlovsk PLC and Oleg Pankratov VTB Capital. These two companies actually they support us 3 years running now. And please welcome Peter Hambro. Thank you.
Your Excellency, my lords, dear veterans, ladies and gentlemen. I am a child of the generosity of these veterans. I was born 4 months before the end of hostilities in the Second World War, and so I have lived a peaceful and happy life thanks to the dedication, the service, and the generosity of you all. And so, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you very much for the wonderful life that I've been able to enjoy. Thanks to you, thanks to those guys and ladies who didn't survive. My family lost quite a lot of members during the war, but I have been very lucky to live in a very peaceful world, and I thank you very much indeed for that. We have, as a company, worked very hard to support collaboration and cooperation between Russia and the UK.